You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Don't forget to pick up those tickets for the All Day Ag Outlook, 800-898-1065, or online at willag.org. Mike Tenora is here now. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago to discuss the weather forecast across the planet. I guess a brand new report has been released about El Nino. What does it say, Mike?
Well, it pretty much says exactly what we've been talking about for a long time now, and that is that we have a strong El Nino in place, but it is weakening, and it's expected to rapidly weaken over the next several months. The official forecast is for the El Nino to officially end sometime in May, June, or July, and all indications are that that will happen. We've been watching that situation now for many months, and we've seen that the El Nino peaked around November 22nd, and has been slowly tapering off ever since, with the real rapid weakening more than likely about to begin. It typically starts about 2 to 3 months after the initial weakening, and that's right about the frame that we're going to move into.
And so that's on course, as you were thinking about. Maybe we better turn our attention to other places across the planet. In particular, when I talked this morning and this afternoon, too, with Dan Zwicker, who's in Waco, Texas, he tells me it hasn't rained there for quite some time. Are we concerned at all about the Southwest?
Well, it's not time to be concerned, but it is time to be aware. Essentially, what's happened in the Southern Plains is that we had a lot of rain earlier in the fall and into the winter. Remember that we had the super wet November, December across the Midwest. Well, that same pattern was also affecting much of the plains. Ever since about the first week of January, it essentially stopped raining, and that's left much of Texas and Oklahoma drier to much drier than normal. In fact, most of Texas has received less than half of its normal rainfall over the last 30 days, and that's affecting a majority of the hard red winter wheat crop in Oklahoma and Texas. On top of that, temperatures yesterday actually reached the 80s. It may seem unbelievable to somebody sitting in Illinois, highs were only in the 10s and 20s yesterday, but if you were willing to drive about 800 miles to the west, it was a much different story. The entire western half of the United States right now is being dominated by a very large upper-level high. This has turned much of that region very warm, and that warmth has extended into livestock and meat areas of the plains. Now, the big question is whether or not this is the first signal of what may be to come later on in the spring and summer, or if this is just some type of anomaly. Normally, we would see wetness in the southern plains, in the southern third of the U.S., for that matter, in the winter and spring of an El Nino, but that should be still taking place, but it's not. Again, there's a lot of time here to think about this, but it is something we're aware of, and it is something we'll watch. Not much in the way of rain for that region for at least 1 week, and arguably for 10 days or maybe more.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much for joining us today. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great afternoon.
Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather. He's out of Chicago, Illinois, and joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.